Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. A fourth grader had a lot on her mind yesterday at a town hall with Mayor de Blasio in Queens.
There was supposed to be only one question per person at the mayor's town hall meeting, but then there was Amaryllis Green.
Why is the Q43 bus late to take children to school and people to work? And with all due respect, why was Mr. Benjamin Tucker not appointed as police commissioner?
The mayor was impressed by the 9-year-old and sought to answer her questions. He clarified for some 400 people in attendance that the state operates the MTA, that he's happy it's funding transit improvements. As for the NYPD selection,
I like that you started your question with all due respect. Thank you for that.
And he went on to say that personnel decisions are his and he needs to select the right person for the job. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
She also asked about the problem with homelessness in New York. Today, the mayor offered a new program. It's called Outreach NYC. Help is available for the homeless, but getting them there isn't so simple. This new program will mobilize thousands of frontline city employees to call 311 when they come across someone sleeping on the subway or in a doorway. The Coalition for the Homeless is not so excited about this. They call it mass surveillance. And without investments in housing or low-threshold shelters, they say the plan will not help anyone. Police busted a man selling candy at a subway station on 125th Street, and it was caught on video. People at the station say the cops only arrested the candy seller because he's black. Police say 26-year-old Byron Shark repeatedly refused to hand over identification and was charged with obstructing governmental administration. They also say he's been arrested 8 times since 2013, including for weapons possession. The incident comes with the NYPD in the spotlight for placing 2 vendors in custody for selling churros without permits at subway stations in Brooklyn. Critics have accused the NYPD of over-policing. A new report out by the New York City Comptroller says storefront vacancies have doubled in a decade. One lawmaker is hoping his rent stabilization bill will help change that.
While mom-and-pop store closures cost owners and their employees livelihoods, proponents of a bill that would create a rent guidelines board for small commercial spaces, like Shreema Pandey of community group Shia CDC, say it destroys neighborhoods like Jackson Heights.
We know that when small businesses are displaced, so too are the cultures and communities that really made that neighborhood prosper.
Council member Stephen Levin is introducing the bill, which would apply to smaller storefronts, offices, and manufacturing spaces.
It's not to take anything away from any landlords or owners. It's to set some kind of stability in this market.
He says it's on solid legal footing, a concern of the mayor, but would help small businesses plan ahead and reinvest. Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds at City Hall.
We have reached out to the Real Estate Board of New York for comment and have yet to hear back. A teenager has been arrested and charged with hate crimes in connection with some egg-throwing incidents in Brooklyn.
The arrest of 18-year-old Mohib Hogue of Brooklyn overnight does seem to relieve some of the anxiety here in the streets of Borough Park, but certainly not all of it.
I mean, I'm shocked, really. I'm not stopping for anybody. You know, usually I'll help someone for directions or whatever, but now you got to think twice.
Still could be another arrest in regards to these egg-tossing incidents. Another teen was seen on surveillance video over the weekend, including one of the eggs being thrown at a synagogue in Dayhill Road. Hogue charged with a series of hate crimes, and there's more. Police in the 66th precinct are now investigating an Orthodox Jewish resident apparently doused with soda on a subway platform in this neighborhood. That was on Tuesday. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 15th Avenue in Borough Park.
Police have released some surveillance camera video of an incident last Friday in Bushwick, Brooklyn. They say a 28-year-old woman was walking to her car on Harmon Street near Evergreen Avenue and found a man rummaging through her back seat. He had smashed a window to get in. The woman confronted the thief, and he punched her repeatedly in the face and took off with some of her belongings. The woman was not seriously hurt. Uber has been slammed with a major tax bill in New Jersey. The state labor department ruled that drivers are employees, not contractors, as Uber claims. And as a result, the ride-sharing service owes about $650 million in unemployment and disability insurance taxes. Uber is likely to fight that decision in court. Uber and Lyft recently pledged $30 million each to fight a new California law that's expected to force them to reclassify drivers as employees. They're also ready to battle a similar effort in the New York legislature, where lawmakers are planning to take up worker legislation next year. Plan to move the famous Charging Bull statue from Bowling Green to Wall Street is official now. Authorities say it's all about safety. The bull is a popular photo op for tourists, but the statue sits on an island in the middle of traffic. It's going to be moved over the winter to a pedestrian plaza that is closed to cars. The bull's sculptor, Arturo de Modica, is said to oppose that plan, and the president of the Bowling Green Association, Arthur Piccolo, calls it an unethical abuse of power. A longtime benefactor of the Metropolitan Museum of Art left a lot for the Met in her will. Jane Reitzman was 99 when she died last spring, and her bequest includes 370 artworks, along with $80 million. Her husband, Charles Reitzman, was an oil executive. Both were Met trustees over the years and gave numerous works to the museum. Someone stole a bunch of dogs in the Bronx. Police say they want to speak with a woman seen on surveillance camera video with four dogs that were taken on Saturday in Crotona Park East. Police responded to a report of a man harassing another man at a bodega near Nichols Avenue and Fulton Street in Brooklyn early today. They say as officers arrived, they heard shots nearby and found an unoccupied vehicle was hit. Police say they arrested a man, but the investigation continues into whether the initial call to the bodega was connected to the shots fired. Turkeys have been running wild in Toms River, New Jersey, drawing complaints from residents who say the birds are aggressive, charging people and pecking at cars. This man says the turkeys are good for one thing, making drivers slow down.
They're like traffic cops. People speed down the highway all the time and we need speed bumps, so instead of speed bumps, we got turkeys.
The state DEP says the turkeys will be captured next week and moved to a less populated area.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.